That's checkethos.com.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We have to govern this state and our communities with an eye towards what's in the best interest of the law-abiding citizen, what's in the best interest of families who are trying to raise kids, what's in the best interest of our seniors who are here to retire. That's what it's got to be. And too often, it's like people in other states and other cities around that are not doing well, it's like they let the inmates run the asylum. That doesn't work. You have to make sure that everything we do is geared to that quality of life. Public safety. Those are non-negotiable.
So this is the governor yesterday when he was signing HB 1365, the official title of which is Unauthorized Public Camping and Public Sleeping. And the ordinance essentially says that you have to push people off of public areas when they're camping or sleeping. Cannot camp or sleep on a sidewalk. Cannot camp or sleep on a road, obviously. Cannot camp or sleep on a in a park. Or a public area that is owned by the county or by the city. You cannot have public camping. No tents, no overnights, none of that. Okay, but where do they go? I mean, it's a fair question given that if you tell people you can't be here and you can't be here and you can't be here and they're homeless, meaning they don't have a where they can go to. If there's a shelter, that's nice. What if there's not a shelter? Or what if they don't qualify for a shelter or don't have the money for the shelter because some charge money and they don't have it, or they're drunk, you know, and some require you to be sober, and, you know, or they got a dog or they've got kids or they've got a family, you know, because sometimes people are homeless with families. Where do they go? Well, you got to have a somewhere for them to go to, because if all you say is not here, not here, not here, not here, and obviously they don't have a home, so they don't have a where they can be legally. Now you got a problem, because if you actually enforce that ordinance consistently and fully, there's literally nowhere for them to be. And now what you're basically doing is making it illegal to be a homeless person. Right? I mean, that's the net effect of something like this. So in the legislation, what you've got is a provision that a local, like a county or a city, can create. They don't have to, but they can. Allow public camping. They're not allowed to allow public camping, except they can allow in a certain area. Certain area that is designated, that has safety features, that has, you know, water and toilets or whatever, and, you know, doesn't affect the property value of the neighbors and can only exist for a year. It's kind of a weird law, I'll be honest with you. But the goal of the law, of course, is to prevent us from becoming California and New York or, you know, New Orleans or all the places where you've seen tent cities.
Create state enforcement tools to ensure that local governments comply with this law, and it ensures that localities utilize the resources of homeless shelters to provide individuals with the safety and services that they need. And there are needs that need to be met, but doing the San Francisco and New York model is not a way to get the job done.
And again, keep in mind that the Supreme Court has said, or there's a case actually coming out of, is it Oregon, I believe, where they're going to work on this. But the basic idea is you can't just tell people no, 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 if you don't have a shelter that they can actually go to. Because, again, then you've basically criminalized being homeless, and it's not illegal to not own property. It's not illegal to not rent. It's, you know, you're a human being. You're a citizen of the area. Or even if you're not a citizen, it doesn't matter. As a human being with, you know, human rights endowed by God, made in the image of God, you can't criminalize existing. And that's what it looks like when all you say is no, 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 no.
You know, it's one thing, and courts have ruled like hey, you, kicking somebody off the street, if you don't have a shelter or anything like that, they've said that's unconstitutional. I'm not sure that's the original understanding. James Madison would have said that, but nevertheless, that's what courts have said. But what you have here, what the mayor's doing, he's providing them, here's where you can go. And if they refuse, then you absolutely have the right to arrest them and remove them from being effectively a public nuisance at this place.
Which they definitely can be. I mean, homeless people, vagrants, okay, can definitely often are a nuisance. If you've walked down Palafox, you know. If you've been to any of our parks, you know. If you've, you know, been on a street corner or driven in Escambia or Santa Rosa County, you know. I mean, less so in Santa Rosa, more so in Escambia, but you know they are a public nuisance. But this is why this issue is challenging, because drawing that line of when somebody is a public nuisance and when you can take action to force them off of the place that they're occupying, well, that's more challenging than it seems at first. This subject of dealing with people camping in public areas, which is now illegal in October, I mean, the law goes into effect in October, under the law signed by Governor DeSantis yesterday, is very complicated. And typically, people want to see it from the easier one side or the other without considering kind of both. So I'm going to make it hard for you. I know that's not the most fun thing to do on a Thursday morning, but I'm going to do it anyway. So I want you to think about this. Let's say, you know, you are a mom, a wife. You've got a couple of kids. And you are going down the sidewalk on Palafox, going to a shop or going to, you know, lunch or whatever. And there's somebody laying there in the street or laying there in the sidewalk, and you can't get the stroller around them. Or maybe they, you know, they're kind of muttering to themselves and it makes you feel unsafe. Or it's just ugly, you know, because that's not what you want to see in the business center of our community. Do you have a right as a citizen to feel safe on a public sidewalk? Of course. Do you have a right as a citizen to walk on a public sidewalk and get to where you need? Of course. Do you have that right? Okay, sure. At the same time, does somebody have a right to stand on the sidewalk? Sure. Do they have a right to sit on the sidewalk? Look, if a guy in a suit sat down for a moment because he was winded on the sidewalk, you wouldn't complain, right? And the more you start to push the guy in the suit sitting down on the sidewalk for a minute towards the example of camping out overnight when you're, you know, dirty and smelly and mean, let's say, worst examples, or, you know, actually, you know, menacing somebody without actually menacing them in a violation of the law kind of sense, where do you draw that line of when it's okay to remove them? Well, that's hard to decide. Same thing in a park, okay? Take me, okay? I'm, you know, 53, I dress like average citizen Pensacola, and I go to the park. And if I go to the park, nobody raises an eyebrow. And if I go to the park and I read a book, okay, you read a book at the park. I'm sitting down on a bench in the park reading a book, nobody, no problem, okay? I'm sitting down on a bench in the park reading a book for an hour or two, no problem. 3 hours, no problem. 8 hours. I mean, it's a little weird, but, you know, it's a park. I'm reading a book. What's the big deal? Okay. What if I get tired reading the book? Because, you know, books are hard to read. You know, what if I get tired and I decide I'm going to take a little nap sitting up on a park bench? Again, no problem. Happens all the time. You know, I go to the beach. We're watching the kids. If they're out of the water, I might well take a nap in the chair. It happens. Is that a problem? No, it happens all the time. Okay. What if I lay down on the bench and I'm sleeping there for an hour? I mean, an hour is just a good nap, right? How about two? How about three? How about four? What if it's cold? And I have brought with me a blanket, and I put the blanket over me, and I'm laying down there for 3 hours. You see, and again, what if I look a certain way? What if I smell a certain way? What if I'm not the nicest guy instead of being, you know, nice guy that I am? At what point? Well, at some point, I start to make the mom who's at the park feel uncomfortable. I start to make, and if there's not just me, but like, let's say there's 10 of us, and we're sleeping on all the park benches, and there are no other park benches. And people start to feel like they don't want to have their kids around people like me. At some point, we become a public nuisance to them. because they are entitled to use the space, just like we are entitled to use the space. And how do you draw that line? Well, it's very difficult because people have human rights. People have freedom of mobility. People live in an area, even if they don't have a house, and they are entitled to basic human dignity. They're entitled to be. They're entitled to go, to move, to sit, even to take a little nap. Why not? So it's just, it's a lot more challenging than you think. But if you take it only from the perspective of, well, I just don't like to see and interact with those people. This is our park. These are our sidewalks. Let's move them somewhere else. Hey, I agree. But what if it were you? What if you lost jobs, lost family, had to, you know, didn't even have a car anymore, got repossessed? What would you do then? Where would you go? There's no shelter, or you can't go to the shelter with the family, or, you know, maybe you're an alcoholic and you can't stop drinking. I mean, it's in this space, talking about this issue, it's very easy to think from one side. And all I'm saying is it's much more complicated than that. Now, will this plan work? I hope. I hope it makes it better. But it's kind of an unusual plan, saying that we're going to collect all of the homeless people who don't have shelter space into a one-year-only temporary designated place where they can all camp together overnight. Seems better than just having them all over the place and interfering with the public's ability to use these public spaces. But how many? Will we designate a spot? How much will it cost? All of these things. So anyway, I think this is a good law. I hope this law turns out to be effective. But I sympathize with the concern that some people have, which is, you know, it starts to look an awful lot like you're just making it illegal to be poor. Because it does kind of look like that. You can't be here. You can't be here. You can't be here. Where can I be? Well, that's on you. Well, they're people. Made in the image of God. They have a right to exist. You know, even if they don't pay taxes, you know, people don't pay and earn their ability to live in a society. It's not a crime to be poor. Unless you want to make it a crime to be poor. Maybe some people would. So anyway, I think it's an interesting law. I hope that the law works well. And I agree with the governor that there is a mindset that we need to deal with. And it's creating problems in every community in America, including here in Florida, where the weather is nice.
We've just got to get it out of our system in our country that somehow anyone has a right to just camp out on the sidewalk and inconvenience other people. That's not what those sidewalks are meant for.
Yeah. People have a right to be homeless, but they, as somebody said, they don't necessarily have a right to be homeless in a way that interferes with other citizens. Okay, but where do they have the right to be homeless? Because in a certain sense, everywhere they would practice homelessness, so to speak, or as the governor said yesterday, be a homeless, which is the first time I'd ever heard homeless used as a noun, there's going to be an impact. I mean, at the library, you know, homeless people at the library impacts other people, other patrons, right? Should we say that they don't have the ability to go to the library? And if so, why? Because they smell? Because they look ugly? Because we're worried about what they might say to a kid? I mean, you know, it's a complicated topic. And sometimes, I don't know, my job, I feel like my job is sometimes to make the simple thing more complicated and sometimes to make the more complicated thing simple. This is a topic where I think a lot of times we too easily allow it to appear more simple than it is. 723 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
It's Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event, and Beatmore Imports is offering low APR rates to help celebrate. How low? How about 0% for 60 months on all 2024 Tiguan models? Or take $2,000 in customer cash and 1.9% for 60 months on all 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport models. Or take $3,000 in customer cash. It's time to celebrate and get behind the wheel of a Volkswagen SUV or crossover today. There's plenty to go around, but with rates like these, they may not be around for long. And don't forget about the 2024 Jetta, Golf GTI, and Golf R. They're all available, too, at Beatmore Imports. Celebrate the Volkswagen 75th anniversary sales event at Beatmore Imports today. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beatmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit is PCI. Must take delivery by April 30th, 2024. See dealer for details.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson. I want to thank all of our listeners who tune into our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
It's the biggest party of the year, coming April 6th.
Pensacola Little Theater presents Cabaret. Express yourself. Come paint the town red. Pensacola Little Theater transforms the entire building and the surrounding block into an indoor and outdoor entertainment complex for one unforgettable night. You'll find yourself winding through the bands, DJs, flash mobs, ballerinas, singers, dancers, and so much more, including 6 open bars and culinary art. Don't miss the biggest party of the year, Cabaret.
Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, move on. Nothing to see here. Please disperse. Nothing to see here.
I was alone.
Good morning, 7:26 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. A couple texts in on this new anti-public camping ordinance that Governor DeSantis signed yesterday. Somebody says, I think that many of these homeless people are migrating from elsewhere. If there's a law in place that says it will remove them, then maybe they will think twice before deciding to migrate to Florida. Oh, agreed. It's definitely designed to send a message that this practice is not particularly welcome in Florida. It's a sort of harassment. Okay. It might be justified harassment. Okay. But just because a harassing behavior by law enforcement discourages homeless people from coming here or camping, that doesn't justify the harassment in and of itself. Again, I use harassment as a neutral term. Harassing might be, you know, legally justified. But just because it works to deter doesn't on its own make that case. Somebody else says, it's called public right-of-way. Your argument is flawed. It's not complicated. Your opinion has many holes. You are getting close to being a whole morning talking head. Okay. By the way, it's not just public right-of-way. It's any public property at all. Not just public right-of-way. 727 News Radio 92.3. Jake has got traffic on the fives. Jake?
Tucci. touche.
Yeah, right.
All right. Not seeing any major issues on our roadways. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. We're seeing our usual morning slowdown there between those two highways. Highway 98, seeing our normal morning slowdown westbound, getting into Tiger Point at that light at Avalon Boulevard. Otherwise, around town, we're looking great. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is clear. Highway 29 south is clear from the Atmore cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. And Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in good. If you see anything out there slowing you down on the roadways, let us know about it. Call or text 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. If you're 64 turning 65 or you're retiring, you're going to deal with the transition to Medicare. And that can be, you know, a little unsettling because you've never done health insurance that way. But it's no big deal. It's very easy to understand. But it can feel complicated. It can feel stressful. And it shouldn't be. You want to know what advantages. You want to know, does Medicaid apply to you? What about supplement? What about prescription drugs? Listen, it's all very easy to understand, even though it can seem complicated. I've got a good friend. I've known her as long as we've lived here. Ricky Stewart. Her whole family does insurance. This is the one part that she does. If you're in that situation, give her a call. 341-2185 or look her up online. Ricky Stewart Insurance. Somebody says churches should start being more involved with the homeless and taking care of the elderly, or we should start taxing them. I don't know if you can tax a church just because they fail to do the gospel, especially the billion-dollar churches like the megachurch in Houston. The problem began in the early 80s when our government defunded the mental institutions. Oh, no, I'd sympathize with that. Yeah, no, I consider that a lot. Wouldn't you consider most of those benches and sidewalks considered public amenities, which should be paid for by taxes, and besides sales tax, a lot of that would be paid for by property tax? Oh, sure. But property taxes pay for a thing. You don't have to pay property taxes in order to use a thing. And the more tax you get doesn't entitle you to more use, or less property tax doesn't entitle you to use. Unless we're going to put up a perimeter around the parks and say, show me your tax receipt to come into the park, which I don't think we're going to do. David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Energy giant Chevron has agreed to pay $13 million to the state of California for dozens of oil spills. The biggest of those was in 2019 with 800,000 gallons. That one came from an abandoned well and polluted a creek. The Biden administration canceling billions of dollars in student loan debt for about 78,000 public service workers. That announcement from the White House yesterday says workers, including teachers, nurses, and firefighters, could get their debt relief through the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. There's a new study out that predicts global fertility rates will decline in the decades ahead. Researchers at the University of Washington say the average number of children a woman has in her lifetime dropped from 5 in 1950 to 2 in 2021. They're predicting that rate will fall below 2 children by the end of the century.
Well, what do we need to make children for? It's not like it's a biblical command or the necessity of justifying an economy or anything. I mean, who cares about all that? David, thanks so much. It'll have to wait. I've got opera tickets to give away, or orchestra tickets to give away.